Happy 2019 high school football season, everyone. I'm Kevin Lonquist, and welcome to the 92.1 Hank FM Lid Lifter that culminates in state championship weekend the Saturday before Christmas. And welcome to this first entry of the new podcast page that is strictly devoted to Aledo and Westoplex high school football. It's a page the staff at Hank FM has created for fans to get caught up anytime, all the time. Find all the podcasts on 92.1 Hank FM. Click the menu for the podcast page. Now at your fingertips, you can click on whenever you want to listen to interviews and highlights throughout the season. That includes a weekly post-game Bearcats podcast, post-game interviews, and play of the game. Now, while this is new, some things don't ever change, like Aledo's success. The Bearcats are coming off their seventh state championship since 2009, following an impressive 55-19 romp over Fort Bend Marshall in the Class 5A Division II title game. But we learned with the Bearcats in the offseason is that keeping the karma in the fieldhouse is key. Steve Wood moves from the head football coaching position to athletic director, and Tim Buchanan, the architect of this Eastern Parker County powerhouse, is back on the sidelines. It's the first time for Coach Buck to be back since winning it all in 2013, and we asked how the transition was for him.
Oh, it's been really good. It's been great to get back around the kids. That's what got me back, and that's what makes it exciting.
You mentioned to me when we talked about this in January about just that urge to return and get back there. When you did and you started going through the offseason, was it what you thought it was going to be, or did you have to make changes on the way you run a program from even though you'd stepped away for a few years?
Oh, you know, I was really kind of surprised because it hadn't changed much. Mm-hmm. Honestly, there was very, very little change from 2013 to 2019, but it's been really, really good.
Let's talk a little bit about as far as like with this team going and obviously winning the state championship as impressively as it did against Marshall. Three offensive starters returning. You've got the right ones coming back with JoJo Jace and Jake Bishop, but and then three on defense. So what's been the focus with this offseason in terms of just more importantly getting your fronts aligned and making sure that there is ready to go, because you've got a pretty good test with Denton Geyer to start.
Well, we do have a big test with Denton Geyer, and you know, but it's really, really good when you get your trigger man back, Jake Bishop, who's 31-1 with one state championship under his belt. That always helps. And then to have a running back like Jace McQuillan and a receiver like JoJo Earl makes coming back a lot easier. I know one thing, it's a lot better in 2019 than it was in 1993 when I got here. we have a lot of holes to fill on our football team because we graduated the majority of our defense and the offensive line. So, but we've got our work cut out for us there.
A couple of new faces on the offense, one well in defense, one that is a familiar face in Monty Parks. He comes back from Fort Worth All Saints, and then you got a transfer in Brian Allen from Fort Worth Southwest. Both athletic kids. We obviously saw what Money could do during the playoff run a couple of years ago. What do you expect from Money this year? And then also, what do you look for in Allen? Because he's a kid that can do a lot of different things: secondary, wide receiver, return game.
Well, Money is just. He has matured so much since he left at the end of his sophomore year, and he's matured physically and emotionally. And I'm telling you, he's as good a receiver as we've ever put on the field. And he's a great, great route runner. And then he's gotten faster, he's gotten bigger, he's gotten stronger, had a great all season. So I'm really excited to see Money play this year because he's a different kid from what he was when he left back when he just after his sophomore year. And then the sophomore moved in last year as a freshman, B.J. Allen. B.J. is extremely, extremely talented. He's trying to learn our system. Our defense can get complicated at times. That was kind of a struggle for him during the spring. But after playing 7-on-7 with us all summer long and going through fall camp, he's got his feet on the ground now, and I expect big things out of him as a free safety.
We obviously know that Aledo's program has been built on how successful it has been in the trenches with the offensive and the defensive lines, and last year's offensive line was probably one of the best that's ever come through this program. But so with the new group of faces that you're working with, and I'll even include the defensive line on this because of some new faces there, What's been the greatest challenge beyond strength and conditioning to get them ready for a season like this?
Well, I'll tell you what, the offensive line, as you said, the group that we lost last year, all five of them, four of the five are playing in college right now. And the only one who's not in college was simply because he wasn't tall enough to play in college. He's a really great offensive lineman. So, again, we've got big shoes to fill. But the offensive line that we have coming back, Aiden Hayes is as good a football player as we've ever put on the field at the offensive line. I mean, he is a special human being. He's not only a great football player, but he's highly, highly intelligent. So he does not make mistakes, and he's not just smart in the classroom. He's smart football wise. And then you look at the other seniors that are in there, Goodenough and Logan Michael. Both of those kids are veteran players that have a lot of games underneath them, underneath their belts. So we're expecting our offensive line to not miss a beat. And then we throw the two sophomores in there, Gunnar Allen and Carter Miller, who are two really good sophomores. I'm really impressed with how that they've improved since our first day of spring football all the way to the through fall camp.
It seemed like it's possible that you can get the juices going again for the upcoming season like you're going to have for the 30th against Geyer. I mean, this is 6 years removed for you since you last walked off the sidelines. What's that going to mean for you?
Oh, it's going to be fun. I mean, it's football. It's coaching. I do know that, I'm excited. I mean, the hair's starting to stand up on the back of my neck. When you're an athletic director and that's all you do as athletic director, you don't bounce out of bed in the morning being all excited about going to work like you do as a coach. And I've been excited every morning when I get up. There's only one thing more fun than coaching, and that's playing. And I'm too damn old to play, so coaching's about it. But and as far as Denton Geyer getting the juices flowing, I don't think if it's hard to get excited for this game, then I made a mistake by coming back if it was hard. But the sad thing about this, you're gonna have two football teams that are capable of winning a state championship this year, and one of them's gonna have to lose the first game.
Further to the west in Parker County, newfound optimism is alive at Weatherford High School. Billy Mathis snuck the Kangaroos into the 2018 6A playoffs, a year removed from an 0-10 2017 season. With a leader at quarterback and Vanderbilt commit Ken Seals and potential explosiveness at other skill positions, Mathis believes his program has a chance to take that next step. Happy to be there isn't good enough.
You know, the greatest part about the offseason was, the previous year we were 0-10, and when offseason started, we told the boys, hey, listen, we're going to go crank it up even harder than we did, the year before. We had a great offseason. We went, made it to the playoffs. It's the first time Weatherford made it to the playoffs in 11 years. The seniors were first graders the last time they made it. So, the night we clinched the playoffs, it was pretty spectacular. You went to that first round and got beat by Arlington Colts, a really good team. So we started off season. There was a lot of momentum to build off of. The juniors, the 2B seniors, were excited about getting to the playoffs, but it just sparked them even more. It sparked the whole deal of, we knocked on the door. This year we're going to go kick it in type of mentality. So it just made our off season the best off season we've had since I've got here. Mm-hmm. So the guys bought into getting up early, running track every morning, lifting weights, being here all summer. So we're stronger and faster than we've ever been, and it's to the dedication of the guys.
You talked about kind of the happy to be there scenario of getting to the playoffs last year, and you talk about kicking in the door this year. What's it going to take for this program to not only return to the postseason, but find a way to keep make it a couple rounds or whatever the case may be?
Right. Our biggest deal is going out and just having the confidence, knowing that we're just as worthy as any other team that's out there, that, the hard work that we've put in, that we can go out there and win every football game that we play. We prepare every game, every week, to win the game. And we just have to go out and execute. And we've got to come out Friday nights with the confidence that no matter who's out there across from us, we're going to go play every down like it's our last chance. Every play like it's our last play, to give us a chance to go win. So we've got to build that momentum going to the playoffs, because we're going to play somebody from Arlington probably. So which all the Arlington schools are very good. So we've got to be hitting on all cylinders by the time playoffs come around.
When you have a veteran quarterback like Ken Seals committed to Vanderbilt, so he's got that part of his situation already locked down. But the fact that he's run this offense for the last 3 years, but the fact that he's been in this program and understands, what does that bring for your program, that presence lining up in the shotgun under center, that sort of thing?
You know, Ken, just he's an unbelievable, you know, not an unbelievable quarterback, but he's an amazing teammate. His work ethic is unmatched. You know, he never has any sort of, you know, he's better than anybody. You know, I'm a Division I commit type of attitude. He gets out there, he works as hard as anybody. He's an unbelievable practice player. So that's really what makes us better than we've ever been. Our practices, our kids understand how to practice at game speed now. And that's what a leader like that does. He makes sure that when we're out there on the practice field, we're practicing like we're playing in a game. So when the game time comes, it's slower. He's a great presence. He knows, you know, when to get on the teammates, but he's a great motivator. So his work ethic, his leadership, it's been one of the, you know, best things for our football team.
Defensively, a lot of changes there. You got only, I think, three starters coming back. So what's been key in this offseason to develop those guys and obviously have them ready once the season gets going against Granbury in a cup on the 30th?
Right. So, you know, our defense, you know, we hadn't been hitting on all cylinders like we'd wanted to early last year, but as the season went on and on, you know, I think the guys understood, you know, you don't always have to make the tackle to be right, but you have to do your job. You know, we play a gap sound defense, you know, and we play a lot of different coverages on the back end. That's been the biggest, most exciting thing about this past spring and now into these two-a-days is our guys are understanding exactly what their job is, knowing who has what gap, you know, when ball's away, understanding what their job is, and, you know, understanding if they don't make the tackle, they're okay, but they've taken care of their job.
If there was one key for this season to be as, if the expectations could meet what they are, what you want them to be, what do you think it's going to come down to for this team?
We just need to stay consistent. Consistent with our execution, consistent with getting better every day, consistent with, you know, keeping our minds focused, consistent with taking care of our bodies, with hydration, eating right, sleeping right. You know, those are the type of things besides practice that we have to do a great job at. We're a 6A program. Our numbers aren't as big as Trinity and San Angelo Central and all those guys. You know, our numbers are a little bit lower, you know, so we have to stay healthy, but we have to stay consistent with our focus, you know, and with game time comes, consistent with our execution. And if something does happen bad, you know, being able to forget about it, come back and play the next play.
Up by the Texas Motor Speedway at Justin Northwest, Bill Pope begins his sixth year with a program that is coming off a 10-win season and a trip to the Class 5A Division II Regional Semifinals. Like Alito and Weatherford, the Texans have key people back, like senior quarterback Austin Ahmad and linebacker and Washington commit Cooper McDonald. Northwest's success, past, present, and future, is based on one thing Poe has stressed.
You know, I think with this team and this unit that we have as far as for the 2019 season, I think we've got a great group of young men that you know, some have experience, some don't, but more than anything, they all have great work ethic, and they've got a great personality within this team, great cohesion, great chemistry, and they love playing for each other. And so that's what excites me and our staff as far as going into this season, knowing that, you know, we can't rely on the accolades or things that happened last year. We've got to think about the present future and the present day and just making sure that we're doing what we can to prepare and get ready for this year. So this group is kind of taking that to heart, and, you know, our motto or theme for the year is stay ready. You know, we've been working all off season long since the season ended last year to ensure that we stay ready and we prepare ourselves to have another great year this year in 2019.
Austin Ahmad, your trigger man, had a really productive season last year. What do you think has changed about his game in the off season, and what are your expectations for him moving forward?
I think for him, and really and honestly with any quarterback, you know, a year of experience does a lot for a quarterback, because the game becomes a little bit slower, the reads become a little bit easier, the check downs, the progressions, and the quarterback's thought process becomes a little bit cleaner, and just because of experience and being able to go through that. So definitely for us, having Austin back this year is a key component, especially when three of our four receivers graduated from last year, and we have only one returning starter in Xavion Taylor, and he's a very, very good player. And so Austin has a guy that he knows that he can trust that's going to be a playmaker for us. And so just him, just being able to conduct and be the general on the field, if you will, with our offense.
You know, in your history here, starting your sixth season, you know, you've had very prolific offenses, and that was when the district you were in with Alito and where you are now, what do you think has clicked for why this offense has been so consistent in your time here? Players make a difference, but still.
Sure, yeah, definitely, yeah. Like you mentioned, players definitely make a big difference and a huge difference, but I think more than anything, it's just consistency. You know, our philosophy on our offense is that, we are not going to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. You know, that's kind of my philosophy. We want to keep it simple and keep it where kids can play fast and not have to think too much. And so I think that allowed us to play fast because our kids don't have to think a whole lot. What we do it a lot, and we want to perfect the concepts that we run and both in the running game as well as the passing game. And so I think consistency has been the key factor, especially, you know, just going into our sixth year now, is the fact that our kids have, you know, been able to go through this senior class for the most part, has been able to start with us since their seventh grade year, and they've heard the same terminology, same vocabulary since their seventh grade year. And I think that's kind of helped propel us, and it's going to help continue to propel us in the future to be able to manufacture some yards and points on the offensive side of the ball.
And one of the main cogs on the offensive line is TCU commit Michael Nichols. Let's talk a little bit about your defense, because it wouldn't be a Northwest defense without a McDonald on there. Cooper McDonald, great linebacker, of course, the younger brother of Caden, who was at San Diego State, and Cooper is just recently committed to Washington. What has been his growth, and what are your expectations for him? When you've got a flagship player on your defense like him, how can you build around him, and what do you see from this defense moving forward?
Sure. Well, you know, first and foremost, with Cooper McDonald, I mean, just in a long line of brothers that he's had just come through there, he's a kid that his work ethic is second to none. You know, he's a guy that even though that he's kind of been hot in the recruiting trail and he's committed to Washington, his mind, he is not going to get complacent. He's not going to be satisfied. He's going to continue to improve, continue to grow, and continue to get better in his craft. And so I think with Cooper is the fact that, you know, without a doubt, he's the main captain, the main leader on our defense. And now each and every year that he played for us on a Friday night is that he's become, you know, more and more vocal. And this year we're going to have to make sure that he stands out there on the field and he leads and directs our defense. He's going to be making every call and making every adjustment on the field for us. And so I think for him it's just a matter of rallying the troops and making sure that he knows what his assignment, obviously, first and foremost, what he's supposed to do, but also just making sure that he helps our inexperienced guys that are going to be on the field this year to help put them in the right position, put them in the right alignment, and making sure they're doing what they need to do for us to be successful.
And again, five defensive starters coming back for this defense. If there is one thing about this season, Bill, if this is going to be another double-digit win season, deep playoff run, what does it have to be for your team, in your opinion?
I think it's for us is that, our experience level is going to have to, the guys that are going to be stepping into some new roles this year, and their experience level is not where it needs to be. So they need to grow up pretty fast. A lot of them are having to fill in some big shoes, especially in our receiving core and as well as our linebacking core. On both sides of the ball, so we've got some fresh faces that are going to be in those positions, and they just going to have to learn and continue to grow, and bottom line, they just got to grow up pretty fast. And so if our kids can come on and work like they have been these last 2 weeks and started preseason, I feel very comfortable with the growth that we're going to have throughout the course of the season.
So fall camp is over, scrimmages have been completed, real game plans are now being drafted, practices have an edge. Everyone starts playing for keeps this coming Thursday. We hope you enjoyed being a part of the start of the 2019 high school football season on Hank FM on this podcast page. A reminder that Alito Bearcats football starts this coming Friday night when the number one Bearcats play host to Class 6A power Denton Guyer. Coverage on 92.1 Hank FM and 92.1HankFM.com begins with the pregame show at 7 o'clock. Kickoff is at 7:30, followed by the postgame show and Hank FM High School scoreboard show. Jeff Williams, John Hampton, the Deacon, and myself will have the call. We look forward to bringing you the action throughout this coming fall and what stories will emerge from it. Enjoy the games, and good luck to all of the teams in our listening area. For 92.1 Hank FM, I'm Kevin Lonquist.